Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Raphael, thankfully, is going to get Tracy Porter'd by the wind shear, just like in the Super Bowl. Remember Tracy Porter, where it looked like it was a complete pass, and bam, Tracy Porter steps in front of it. That's what the wind shear is going to do to, what's the name of the story? Raphael, so you don't have to worry about that. Tim Temple, insurance commissioner, joins us now, which is good news, right, Tim? That storm's not going to turn into anything. Thank goodness for that. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Tommy. Yeah, and look, I think it highlights the importance that, you know, you've always got to be aware and alert. Even though everybody kind of, you know, softly assumes that once we get out of October that we're out of hurricane season, it's not officially over till the end of this month. And, you know, we're looks like we're going to be fortunate once again with this storm.
Tim Temple is always makes himself available, the insurance commissioner. If you have any questions or comments for him, you're welcome to text in at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. Tim, what is the latest? Any changes in the situation with homeowners or auto insurance in the state?
You know, Tommy, the last several weeks I've been doing town halls primarily in South Louisiana, but I've had some up in North Louisiana as well. And, you know, the concerns, you know, that everyone voices are still the same. It's the unaffordability of the homeowners and the auto. I mean, it is, you know, literally breaking people's budgets, whether it's their personal budgets or their business budgets. But the thing I'm extremely concerned about is I'm hearing more and more stories of people that, you know, they for good reasons, they don't have a mortgage on their home. Either it's something they inherited or, you know, they paid off their mortgage after years of doing that. And because the homeowner's component is so high that they're electing to go without insurance. And, you know, that I'm you know, very concerned with people in that situation. You know, look, whether it's a fire or damage you have from water or, you know, a pipe bursting or a storm, you know, for many families, the home is the largest asset they have. And if it goes unprotected from insurance, I hate to hear that. And I think it's why it's so urgent that we continue to promote what we've done in Louisiana, which I'm doing is I've talked to insurance companies and I'm being invited to a lot of participate in a lot of conferences and talk about what we're doing in Louisiana. And I'm getting positive feedback from the companies. You know, I've mentioned before on your show, we have companies going through the process right now to come and write homeowners in Louisiana. Earlier this week, I was approached. I was at an event for regulators, and someone came up and said they want to come and sit down with my office and talk about coming to Louisiana. Same thing happened last week at a different conference. And so, you know, I'm encouraged. That doesn't help anybody today. And I'm always, you know, I want to make sure that I'm let the listeners know, I know that, you know, what we're doing is not going to help somebody today, but we are moving forward. And, you know, I'm encouraged by that.
So let's talk about catastrophe bonds, because I saw this story at NOLA.com and it got my attention about Wall Street kind of, I don't know, are insurance companies now, or are Louisiana tax insurance clients, let me get my wording straight here, kind of like help and to enrich Wall Street. Tell me, investors, tell me about catastrophe bonds. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, no, catastrophe bonds are just, it's another financial tool that insurance companies have to help mitigate their risk. A catastrophe bond is like a bet,
Let's make an analogy. Start with that, Tim. What is a catastrophe bond for people that didn't see the story or don't know? I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't see the clock. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
And we got check traffic. 7:50, 10 till 8. We'll find out about catastrophe bonds with Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple when we come back on WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8. Quickly back to Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. Tim, the floor is yours to talk about catastrophe bonds, Citizens, the insurer of last resort, and people that have to buy insurance. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tommy, I feel like doing a financial show for you.
That's good. Always looking to learn.
I was trying to think how do I keep this, as simple as possible, because it is, like I say all the time, insurance is complex. But a catastrophe bond is simply it's a financial instrument that investors, like, it could be you and I if you want to, but typically it's an investment product that people put their money in. A bond is issued, they put their money in the bond. Investors, hedge funds, insurance companies can do it. Pension funds can do it. And you put your money, you invest your money in the bond. In exchange, you get interest back. The downside is that an insurance company like Louisiana Citizens can buy that bond, the protection of the bond. And if an event happens and a threshold, a certain amount of money of losses is exceeded, then that bond pays, in this case, Louisiana Citizens, whatever amount that they had purchased. If you're the investor, you lose the bond. The money that you had invested in the bond is gone. So it's a win or lose proposition. And it is, like I said earlier, it's another financial instrument that insurance companies have to help to spread their risk. And I think the article did a fairly good job, but I would have an issue with the fact that they make it seem like, Wall Street and business are benefiting at the expense of people, but that's simply not the case. I mean, it's another financial instrument. It's a good quality product. It's regulated. The article, while it helped highlight, and I want people to understand more about insurance and reinsurance and how it works, I think that they need to be, they were a little jaundiced on their view that, if someone is making money on this, that's a bad thing. I mean, last time I checked, we're still in America. We're still a free market. Capitalism still reigns.
And it is a market, Tim, and there are going to be winners and there are losers. That's the way, or at least people that profit and people that lose. That's the way a market works, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as just the cat bond itself and with Louisiana Citizens, I mean, it's a product. I'm supportive of insurance companies that want to do the right thing and make sure that they're taking steps to remain financially solvent when they have large catastrophic events.
I want to get this in before we run out of time. The governor's got a special session going, and he says that people are leaving the state because of the income tax situation, and they may well be, and it may be prohibiting people from coming here and doing business. However, you got to also say that insurance has a lot to do with that, right? So,
everybody tells me they're leaving because of insurance. Yeah. I don't hear anybody leaving the state because of taxes. Right. I think it probably inhibits companies wanting to come to Louisiana because of the complicated tax structure we have. And I'm very supportive of the special session. We need tax reform.
Would a special 100% session about insurance do any good, or have we had one of those? I get confused, Tim.
I have been asking for a special session since I became commissioner-elect last August. I think we need one. As I say all the time, insurance is complex. We need to have a special session to focus on meaningful reform, things that are going to help bring relief to you and I as consumers. And I keep asking for one, and I would ask you to lend your voice and your listeners to lend your voice to, let's have a special session to address insurance reform.
We're all behind you, Tim. Thank you. I appreciate your time. You're always available. And good luck with bringing the insurance rates down.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.